second storyteller, Andy Ross.
So, back when my wife and I had a landline, no one ever called it, except for telemarketers, and occasionally our landlord, which would always be along the lines of, you know, I meant to go up on your roof and fix your air conditioning, but my friend Ken has my tall ladder, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go borrow my brother's ladder, and then I'm going to go up, but wait a minute, Ken's an air conditioning guy, I'll call you right back. So, with him out of the way and no telemarketers to blame, we could not figure out who was prank calling us every week on Wednesday during the last 5 minutes of Lost. Every week I would look over at my wife, and we'd hear the phone ring, and I'd say, don't get it, and she would get it. And I'd hear her go, yes, hello, no, yes, I do have one of those, but I do not refer to it as that. Okay, no, you listen, oh, I am hanging up now. And then she would hang up. And we just could not figure out who it was who was doing this, because we didn't know anyone who had 10 to 14-year-old sons. We knew it was a 10 to 14-year-old boy because there is a very narrow window in your life as a man when you would use the word pussy. After that point, the terminology either gets much more or much less formal. So we figured that it was just some kids who had dialed a random number once and found a perfect mark in my wife, Colleen, because she would try and fight back with logic, you know? And just fan the flames for them. And so I would listen to her, and I would think that it was just so funny that she was trying to talk to them seriously. And what it was that every week she thought she could have, like, this great comeback, you know? Like, she's a very witty person, so she's going to have this great comeback. But then they'd call, and she'd get really flustered because they'd use these words. And I thought it was hilarious until the day that I picked up the phone and someone asked, hey, is Cock there? And I said, no. Which sent them into gales of laughter, and they're like, oh, you don't have a cock? So I was probably like real snippy next time I answered the phone, and it turned out to be my landlord. And he said, I know I was supposed to come over and fix your doorbell tomorrow, but I had to reschedule my vasectomy for tomorrow. So I'm probably just going to be sitting on one of those blow-up donuts all day, so I can't make it over. And I said, vasectomy? And he said, yeah, you know, Bernadette's cooking number 8 in her right now. So I'm going to get him snipped. And if the Pope has a problem with it, I'll tell him, I think we did our part. And I said, so you have 8 kids. Are some of them boys in, like, the 12-year-old range? And he said, actually, yeah. Sean and Ryan are both 12. They're 9 months apart, so technically they're both 12.
Irish twins.
Why, yes. And I said, no reason. And that was a Thursday, so we had to wait 6 days to test our hypothesis. So end of Lost is coming out. We're about to find out if Locke's father's really dead or not. And the phone rings. I jump and get it because I was the one who figured it out. And on the other end of the line I hear, hey, do you like to stick your finger in your butt? And I said, well, let me get back to you on that one. But first, can you put your dad, Tom, or your mom, Bernadette, on the phone? And there was a long silence. Except for Colleen on my end, who was giggling her head off.
wrong number.